Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, cool New Braunfels, Texas. I mean that like weather-wise, although it's cool otherwise, New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And he's still a long, long walk, but still a short flight on the Millennium Falcon, Dr. Troy Hall, Chief Operating Officer at South Carolina Federal Credit Union, PhD in Global Leadership, is out in Europe, touring Europe with his wife of 40 years, celebrating his 40th anniversary, as well as he's got some MBA students from the College of Charleston out there as well. And of course, every week we make reference to the Millennium Falcon because 40 years ago today... Absolutely right. 40 years ago today, the most successful brand, I'm convinced, in American history, the Star Wars franchise, hit theaters. And people were actually expecting it to be kind of a bomb, the experts and the critics. So tells you everything you need to know about experts and critics. They're almost never right about anything. Hence, one wonders why they call them experts. So 40 years since Star Wars was released. And yes, I'm old enough to remember going to Star Wars in the spring, summer of 1977. And like every other young American middle class person, little tax deduction, I had all the toys and everything. That summer got the little flashlight lightsabers, which we broke right away on Christmas morning, trying to be, you know, Ben Kenobi and Darth Vader and all that. So happy 40th anniversary. Hey, Dr. Troy and Star Wars. He's celebrating 40 years with his wife. And Star Wars has been out for 40 years. I wonder if they went to see that, like on their honeymoon. I'll have to ask him when he gets back from Europe. Hey, the name of the show, The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand, Sikorsky Federal Credit Union, Dean Bank, Alaska USA Federal Credit Union, some of the other great brands I met when I was out at the Financial Forum last week in Las Vegas. If your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you in part by XDI.com, X-Ray Delta India.com. However you do it, you have to send out statements to your audience of members and customers. And in many cases, it's both. Because all banks, almost all of them have folks, that households that have multiple accounts at multiple financial institutions. However, if you want, and you do want these statements to be accurate, elegant, and efficient, meaning not only do they tell your audience the amount of money they have in their variety of accounts, they also get to market your financial brand. If you want to do that the best possible way, check out our friends at XDI.com, XRayDeltaIndia.com. And when you get there, check out all the information about the 2017 Chili Challenge. Folks, like I've been imploring you for 2 years now, if you've got someone at your credit union who fancies themselves as a bit of a chef, thinks they can make a great bowl of chili, send them down to San Diego, to the Belmont Racetrack this August. You'll get to witness an awesome, awesome event. And if you do make the best bowl of chili, you get to bring back a check for $5,000 for the charity of your choice. And that's pretty good because most times you go to conferences and the swag they give you, a laptop bag, some other stuff that you might get, those little spinny things I think are kind of popular right now. But you rarely get a check for $5,000 to bring back and present to the charity of your choice. So check out the XDI Chili Challenge. Hey, the name of the show today, it is a special, almost unprecedented broadcast on Thursday. The name of the show, Memorial Day Weekend 2017. The start of summer, it's the kind of the unofficial traditional start of summer. When I was a kid, it was always the first day of summer. And I guess, I don't know if they moved it or something. I don't know why, but it seems like your young people have to go to school after Memorial Day weekend. I don't know. It's been a long time since I was in school, but all the schools around here, pretty much the private schools, my son went to private school, but most of public schools have classes next week after the Memorial Day weekend. Honestly, what's the point? I'm sorry, educators. I know it's all important, but anyway, you heard me mention Sikorsky Credit Union. I just got to send a quick shout out to Carmen Tortora. Met him at the Financial Brand event, and I told him that, of course, when I saw the name on the card, Sikorsky, the first thing that popped into my mind as a hard-charging airborne infantry soldier was my time back in the military in 1986. It might have actually been early 1987 when I first saw the Black Hawk helicopter up close. And I mean, there could be no better description of the post-Vietnam Army and the new Ronald Reagan all-volunteer Army. And when I saw the Black Hawk helicopter, I absolutely knew the good guys were going to win, that the Americans were going to win the Cold War and any other wars we got into. And it's Memorial Day weekend, one of the most underappreciated days on the federal calendar. It's not like Veterans Day where we thank all the veterans. This is Memorial Day. Now, you know, I served in the first Gulf War. My time in combat lasted about 100 hours. That war was hot for about 100 hours. And I was proud to have served, but I didn't see anybody or know anybody that got killed. Our guys that have been in the battles after September 11th in Iraq and Afghanistan and have pulled those multiple tours, they have absolutely had to deal with the loss of close friends and thousands of great young Americans, men and women. We memorialize them, not just in the current conflicts, but in all the conflicts in American history. But what I want to say about Sikorsky and the Black Hawk helicopter is there would be far more people who would have been killed in action were it not for the Black Hawk helicopter. It has ferried people out of the battlefield as a medevac. It has brought soldiers onto the battlefield when we needed assistance. It has simply been the staple of just what we would call air assault, air mobile infantry. The wars that we've been fighting recently are just tailor-made for the helicopter operations. And I've had the pleasure of spending a lot of time in Black Hawk helicopters. And I'm telling you, it is a beautiful, beautiful machine. And I can remember one Saturday morning, we flew up from Fort Ord to the Presidio in San Francisco, up along the Pacific coastline. Then they had the doors open on the Black Hawk helicopter. We thought we'd be cool and put on our Walkmans. But when you're sitting a few feet under that big, beautiful rotating rotor blade, you can't hear anything. And we didn't need to. We took out our headphones and just enjoyed the beautiful scenery of flying up the California coast. And I mean, we just looked at each other and thought, gosh, we feel bad for our friends that went to college and they're in class right now. Hey, when we get back real quick, I want to talk to you about some marketing trends to be on the lookout this summer. It's summertime. You'll be around your young people in multiple generations. It's a great, great time to be thinking about, hey, what are some of those marketing trends that your financial brand can start leveraging or leveraging more or continuing? And we'll talk about that right after this. You are listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We've been leaving the audience wanting more as we're into our eighth year of broadcasting. Pretty fascinating. So excited to be doing the show on Thursday. It just feels different when you are a creature of habit like me. It just feels weird to be doing the show on a Thursday. But it's Memorial Day weekend, and most of the people listen to the show after it airs, so give you an extra day to tune in and listen. Okay, couple quick things. As you know, because we do everything in musical parlance, we like to break everything down into fourth. So four things that I want you to keep an eye out for this summer and think about ways maybe to apply them to your financial brand. The first one is short-lived content. I think the reason Snapchat is so popular, I'm not suggesting you get a Snapchat account, by the way, for your financial brand. The young people that are using that, they're not really interested in banking when they're using Snapchat. The key attraction for Generation Z, the cohort, which is famous for that 8-second attention span, is why Snapchat so it's just came out of nowhere to me. It seemed like everybody was using Instagram, and then bam, all the young people, when the adults came home and ruined Facebook for young people, they all went out to Instagram and then to Snapchat. And of course, what they like about it is the content disappears. And that rampant rise in popularity, just social media world, and gave the users to just boop, put something out there, and then it's gone. There's got to be a way to do that for your financial brand. Just short-lived content. You don't have to have something out there for, you know, the concept of a marketing campaign doesn't necessarily have to change, but within that overall campaign, very short, very brief reminders to young people that they can join the credit union, like Sikorsky, even if they're not working. Their parents don't work at Sikorsky. It doesn't matter. It's a community charter. Hey, everyone's welcome here. Bam, bam, bam. 8 seconds later, they've moved on to the next thing. But you put that thought in their head. The second one, and I'm not putting these in any particular, short-lived content. Trust me, there are some people up in Madison, Wisconsin that wish this show had been short-lived content. I assure you that here we are, like I said, 8 years later, mobile-first strategy. I talked about it in Las Vegas. The future is right now. And first thing I do in the morning, take out my phone, punch in my code, make sure the Ukrainians or the Moldavians or whomever Ians have not stolen all my money. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Mobile first. The last time I went to the internet banking platform at my bank was when the mobile app wasn't working and they had that situation where nobody's chip card was working. And so I know it's a shift in how we are thinking, but it's got to be self-evident. And this summer, as you're hanging around your young people, you will notice they're rarely cracking open PCs and Macs and stuff like that. They are on their phones. It is a mobile world we're living in. Native advertising, viewers, followers, and your audience are getting very, very wise on how to, I've got a 16-year-old who never watches what you and I would call TV, ever, not ever. If it's not on YouTube, if it's not on PlayStation 4, Xbox Live, or a Hulu or whatever, he's not seeing it. And, you know, he's learned how to avoid advertising. When the ads come on Hulu, he just switches over to his phone. Now, I'm not passing judgment on this. I'm just saying it is what it is. You've got to deal with the history you've been dealt. History is. You can change with it, or you can get changed by it. You got to look for ways to weave your products and offerings into a larger narrative of things that people are already paying attention to, instead of just, hey, we're going to put up an ad on Twitter for this, we're going to put up an ad on Facebook for that. Think about things that they're already looking at. As you well know, as marketers, man, you put a show us a picture of your pet contest, your Facebook feed blows up. I mean, it's just insane. So what about integrating your message into a guide dog's brand in your area, or it's a 5K for this particular charity, and you integrate your brand into that overall event in one of the social media platforms? And then finally, marketing automation. I hope you found a way to do some of this stuff in a automatic way. Everybody's going to put on their Facebook and their Twitter feed this weekend that we're closed on Memorial Day, and you'll put a very solemn picture of a flag, as you should, or a picture of Arlington National Cemetery. But in reality, you're not closed. Your branches are closed, but you're open for business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, hopefully you don't have somebody, you know, waking up on Monday morning and sending that Twitter. That's that type of stuff, if it's done over and over again, should be automated. And so look for ways to automate some of the more benign aspects of your marketing, and you'll have time to focus on the other stuff, the native advertising, the limited content, and all the other great stuff that's out there, digital first strategy. So anyway, just some things to think about as you head into the Memorial Day weekend. You'll be around different generations. And I don't know how I became the guy at the grocery store in Starbucks, where the older Americans are looking down their nose at me like, hey, who pays with a debit card anymore? Come on, get the thing where you just touch the deal and it takes the money out of your account. I'm getting there. Just give me a moment, okay? I'm from the Star Wars generation. We didn't have computers. We didn't come home and check out the hashtag about Star Wars, the movie. We waited for our parents to take us again. So, all right. Hey, folks, in all seriousness, it is Memorial Day weekend. Very proud to know a lot of great veterans. And let's keep in mind all those Americans that have been killed in action all these many, many years. My name is Jason Dyche. You've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, we will talk to you all next week. Have a great long weekend. Talk to you soon.
The MFR, folks.